Hey, Mirfam, and welcome to the third episode of Mercer Podcasts. And today I've got with me the most Teletubbies, the most Teletubbiest Teletubtub in the world. How are you doing, Mr. Teletubby? And how does it feel to be Mercer on Mirstar Podcasts?
First of all, I'm fine. And from the time I discovered YouTube, I would be podcast or in a YouTube video.
Yeah. I'm happy you are here with me. So in this podcast today, we are going to be doing and exploring the bunch of different subjects ranging from music, football, history, and Minecraft. If I've not said that already, but again, yeah. So yeah, what's your favorite music genre?
It's EDM, but if some of you won't understand, it's electronic dance music. I think that's what it stands for.
Yeah, I think it stands for that. Yeah, I like electronic dance music. What do you like about it?
It's got like this beat to it, and if any of you watching who are like, say, 15, 16, you might remember, like, back in 2014, 2015, listening to, like, Avicii or...
Yeah.
I don't know, Martin Garrix.
I remember he had this one song that, I forgot what it's called, I forgot the song name, before he died. There was this song that everyone loved. It has like, I think, about 1 billion views now on YouTube. And rest in peace to Avicii.
Wait, is it
what'd you say?
Was the song called SOS or something like that?
No, I think I forgot what it was called. Let me just, I think I'll check. Have you ever thought of making a song or an album?
Yeah, made a couple of songs on like GarageBand, but not like any proper music software.
Oh yeah. By the way, the Avicii song is actually called The Nights, and it has 756 million views, and it was put out 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
So that's why it got really popular.
If you were to, if you made a song or an album, what genre would it be?
Obviously.
What would the album be called if you had an album?
Like something like Memories.
I've made, in the first quarantine, I was really, really bored. So, me being the most bored, clueless person I am, I made a song. And I made a bunch of songs. So I was like, yeah, this is an album. And since it was during the quarantine period, I decided to call it Distance. Because, not because of social distancing, but because, you know, these are stuff you can listen to, you know, everyone's spread apart, you can't really visit, like, this was when you couldn't really visit family members as much, like, you couldn't visit family, you know, we're all distant, all apart, you know, you can just listen to some rest of our music.
I'm really, like, tempted to make an album or something like that, but I don't know what software to make it on.
Yeah, but I've searched through the gallery of music making softwares, and I've never really found the right one, but I'll find the right one and I'll tell you, because there is one called that one doesn't really work as well. There is one on mobile, but it's called a BandLab. Would you rather rap or sing?
This is a difficult one because I'm not really good at singing, but like in school we did raps as like poetry, so yeah. Probably.
Which one?
What?
It, which one?
Wait.
No, which rappers thing?
Which rappers I like?
Which one would you rather do?
Probably.
Really difficult one.
I don't know.
Because rap is like boom, 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 and singing like, yeah,
I bet. I like talking about.
I don't know, to be honest, like, any. If you could make a song with one or two famous people, who would it be?
Like, write it to famous people.
Yeah, if you could make a song with one or two famous musicians, who would it be?
Avicii dead, so Martin Garrix and I'm thinking of two bands in my head. Imagine Dragons and Coldplay.
Nice choice. What is your favorite song?
Forbidden Voices by Martin Garrix.
If you could only listen to one genre for the rest of your life, which?
That's obvious. EDM.
EDM had its peak. I'm actually sad because they don't really let out as much EDM songs as they used to. Like 2004, like 2009 to 2018 had the best, or yeah, around there had the best EDM songs that will go down in electronic dance music history. And history is very significant in today's podcast.
Like some of us might remember when we're younger on the radio, there would be like some Avicii from time to time, or
yeah. There was a song called Starships in 2012, and it's like an EDM song, and they'd always be playing on the radio, and it's got like about 700 million views now. It's by, let me check, Nicki Minaj. Yeah, that's an EDM song, surprisingly. I think it's an EDM song. If you could listen to one artist for the rest of your life, which artist would it be?
Oh, this is difficult.
I actually can't answer that question myself, to be honest. It's a very hard question.
Like, I've got three candidates, like Avicii and Martin Garrix. Probably Martin Garrix.
Okay, so Martin Garrix. What is? We're gonna switch topics. We're gonna teleport through the different topics. And what is your favorite footballer?
It's a difficult. This is a difficult one.
Yeah. To be honest, I can't even answer that question either. There's loads of very talented football players.
Like, I'm a my position is defense, and it's probably Nemanja Vidic. Like, he used to play for United. You probably may not know him, but he is a really good defender.
Yeah. Who? What is your favorite football team?
Manchester United.
If you could have any player transfer to United, which?
Ronaldo's ready at United. So, Messi.
Speaking of Messi, and speaking of Ronaldo being in United, Messi or Ronaldo?
Ronaldo.
Mbappe or Neymar?
Mbappe.
Lukaku or Kante?
Kante.
Grealish or Kane?
Kane.
United or City?
United.
And what team do you support?
Manchester United.
Would you pay £50? Yes, the big $50. $50, £50, 50 and 50 yen, 50 in all the currencies to meet your fate. Well, they do have different values, but you get the point. Yeah, point made. Would you pay 50 coins, pounds, to meet your favorite footballer?
Yeah.
What does it take to be a true historian?
Oh, so it's switching topics.
Like, yeah, sure. First of all,
you need, in my, I'm really good at history. Like, many people know a lot about World War II and just say they're smart. Well, I've got an answer. You need to know for the decades decades and centuries that came before that. Like,
yeah.
Like, you gotta know about, like, Christopher Columbus, the Vikings, the Slavs, what else? Charlemagne's Frankish Empire. Like,
you can even stretch out all the way to, like, the Aztecs, the Romans, the Vikings, even the Stone Age. Snow Age. Yeah, Stone Age, I think.
Even the Ice Age. If it wasn't for the Stone Age, we wouldn't. Like, if it wasn't for the Romans and the Stone Age, the world wouldn't be like this. Like, if we didn't have the Stone Age, we wouldn't have any brick.
They were brutal people, but left a comforting, in progress community. So yeah. If you learn a certain topic at school, like, you know, a certain history topic, like, you know, any topic, yeah, you could, you know, be a little proud of yourself, but you can't really consider yourself a full historian. You have to have passion in history. You have to full willingly know that, yeah, I really, really enjoy the subject. I want to share my knowledge with others. I want to enhance what I know. I want to go, you know, have a bit of faith and be passionate about the history you do.
Yeah.
History or geography?
Oh, this is a difficult one. History and geography are related, and as a result, they're like mixed into both humanities.
Yeah.
Like, I really like the economics part.
To be honest, they're basically cousins.
they're basically like conjoined twins, separate. Like, then basically they get an operation to be separated.
From humanities to history and geography.
I think history edges it.
Like, yeah.
History is very fascinating about, like, different civilizations.
What I like about individually history and geography is, in history, when I'm doing history, I love learning about the different periods of time, like, you know, the Aztecs or the Romans. I find that very fascinating. And in geography, I love countries, learning about different countries, their cultures, because when you're looking at a country too, and you see their flag, the flag isn't just a flag. The flag, you know, the colors have different meanings, and represents different, you know. And speaking of that, what is your favorite subject in between history and geography? So when you're doing those, what do you love learning about in history, and what do you love learning about in geography?
Like, in history, I like learning about people groups, people groups, what else? Like civilizations, periods. Like if you're very passionate about history and you make it fun for the people, it's really interesting, really fun, and as a result you enjoy it. Like, that's why I got into history in the first place. And in geography, I like economics and like physical barriers, like mountains, rivers, and as a result of that, the breed called the Teletubby came along. I'm actually joking with that.
The Teletubbies invented geography and history. It invented it with his hands. It's not man-made. It's not woman-made. It's Teletubby-made.
Imagine, yes. Imagine it didn't exist, and instead it became the Teletubby Empire.
The Teletubby cult. The Teletubby tribe. Now, fun fact: when you are doing geography, there is geography. Yeah, there's loads of splits in humanities. So it's humanities, then it's history and geography, and in geography, it's split again by physical geography and human geography. Human geography, I think that is.
I can tell you, like, it's about like buildings, like the Statue of Liberty, or fun facts about the Statue of Liberty, that by the French as a result of the Americans helping the British out of the 13 colonies, or as we all know it, the United States.
Wow, that's an impressive fact. But my question is, how did they get that all the way to New York? Like, through a plane, or?
It was by boat, because the American Revolutionary Wars were, like, in the 1700s, so it was probably by boat.
But when the Statue of Liberty looks very heavy, it's very big, would it, like, squash the boat, or make it harder to drive?
They dismantled it, I think, and then they built.
Okay. So, physical geography, that's like, I think, mountains and, you know, all the stuff like that. Okay, this next question for you, the Teletubby over here. If you could live in any time period, which?
Probably now.
Same.
Not really now, but if I was born in like 2003, I would have been able to witness, you know, the peak of EDM and like history, like the economies. And everything was booming, if you know what that means. And yeah. I'd have been able to witness the phenomenon of Minecraft.
I would probably say now, because, you know, we're all getting older. And in the olden, and when I say older period, I don't mean the 1800s or like the early 1900s. I mean like the 1918s, the 1980s or the 1990s, or even the 1970s. Kids are now growing up with mobile phones. They're growing up with technology they didn't have access to a few years ago. They're growing up with a new environment and basically a cultural reset in the world. Like, it's literally changing every second. And no, I don't mean there's a new block getting placed every second, like there's some invisible Bill Gates placing new stuff around. No. But like, every second is working up to that minute where there's gonna be a big new thing in the world that it's gonna be the new thing. Like, even like new trends, like the puppets, the fidget kids, like the anything. Is every second they're working up to a big thing. Like phones, you know, people didn't really have phones, and communication was way different back then. You would send a letter, and it's just very old themed. I forgot, I don't know how to describe it. Old, just old.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite historian, if you have one?
The one, and in my opinion, the one only like significant historians.
Yeah, they did reveal hit like they did. You know, let out big, big information, and, you know, like, discoveries, yeah. I don't know if Charles Darwin would count as a historian.
No, he was a geologist or something.
Yeah, he does more geography, like, more, like, stuff to do with, like, human and, like, animals.
Mm-hmm.
What does a historian must have to stand out and proudly say, I'm a historian?
Like, what power it has.
Yeah, what personality or what attitude must a historian have to stand out?
It has to be funny. Because some historians, like most historians, are very serious. They have to know a lot. Basically make it easier for people to learn.
Yeah. Because how are you going to be a historian? Because some people, you know, very young people, they might think, ugh, history's boring. I don't care about what happened in 1700. That has nothing to do with me now. I'm Timothy. I don't care. So, you know, you need to let out an attitude that would attract kids. Because all the kids don't really care about history, so you need to make it entertaining for them to understand the history. Historian tips for those who want to be historians.
Just basically show humor in your history, and you gotta teach a lot of young people and maybe some older people about of history.
Agreed, 100%. Give us a little history fun fact for those who just want to hear some nice fun facts about history.
Like, I don't know which one.
Just any that comes to mind, to be honest. Like, maybe about the Romans or the Aztec or about the Stone Age, the Ice Age, cavemen.
Okay. Here's a fact. One of the Roman emperors, I think it was Caligula, declared war on the sea.
The sea? Like, the ocean?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he ordered his men to stamp on it. To stamp on the water.
Have you got another fact?
Um,
Okay. So, what is your... I'm going to switch topics to Minecraft. Yes, the game Minecrafter. What is your favorite Minecraft server?
Hypixel.
What is your favorite Minecraft minigame?
Build Battle.
What do you love about Build Battle?
It combines creativity and effort to create a really good and attractive build.
Such a strong message. My top three is the, like, Bed Wars. I used to play a lot of Build Battle on the Hive. So probably like Build Battle 2. And I forgot what it's called. Split, it's like Split or something, like Splat. Like you would send the bow. Or Spleef, yeah, Spleef. Or Hot Potato. Yeah, they're all nice. Spleef is the one where you would get the bow and arrow and it. No. Who's your you know the in Minecraft there's Steve and Alex. Alex yeah. being the girl and Steve being the boy. Who's your favorite?
Steve.
What's your favorite biome?
Biome.
Yes.
Probably the probably the plains. And I'm big into building in Minecraft.
If you were like, what's your favorite build you've ever done in Minecraft?
My favorite build. I once made a bank.
Nice. I once made a Subway in KFC.
It looked really good. It's just that the there's one problem with it. The thing is, I suck at redstone, and I wasn't able to make a like piece to hide like all the diamonds, emeralds, and netherite.
I had to use YouTube. Like, it was like a few years ago. I was making this, and the thing that happened at the end was really annoying. So I was making this Minecraft town with, someone you know for sure, but I forgot who it was with. And, oh, I think it was Taylor. Yeah, Taylor and Ovi. And I was making, they were offline. I'd always tell them, no, I'm not going to go into creative and cheat. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that when they leave. But I would go on creative and start adding a bunch of stuff and say, yeah, I got it while on survival, you know. And then I went on YouTube. I was on creative when they left. I was going to make a Subway, KFC, and a McDonald's. And then I made it and all. It took really long. Like it took a few hours. Even though I went on YouTube, it was really long and hard to make. And then, sometimes, this happened before too, I logged on Minecraft, and the world wasn't there. Wasn't there anymore. Like, I think it crashed, I think.
Or did it
the world it? Probably crashed. No, I didn't delete, I made the map, so I don't think Ovi deleted it. So I think sometimes, you know, sometimes Minecraft worlds can crash. So I might have crashed or corrupted, I mean. Yeah, corrupted. I might have corrupted in the stum. Who's your favorite Minecraft YouTuber?
In my opinion, the new generation of Minecraft YouTubers, let me say, is good for the old generation. Like,
yeah.
Sky just Minecraft.
Yeah, and I remember Speedy. Speedy something cat. Sam cat. I remember Pat and Jen, but they actually broke up. I remember I used to love that Dante DM and his pug. who's your current favorite?
Like, You probably haven't heard of him. None of you watching probably haven't heard of him. His name's SB737. He's a really good YouTuber. He taught me a lot about building techniques and redstone. Even though not as good.
His building's better, yours or his?
Probably mine.
What's your thoughts and opinions on Dream SMP?
The Dream SMP, in my opinion, is like a really good. A lot of very popular YouTubers are on it, like, say, Sapnap, Fundy, Dream, Techno.
But a lot of people actually dislike Dream. I actually don't know why, to be honest. I think they hate him because of his fans. I've never watched Dream, but loads of people, I think, hate them, like, on popular social media apps like Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, because of his fans, you know, the Dream stans. So loads of people actually dislike Dream, and Dream's not posted in like 2 months, maybe because of the hate. So I'm not sure though. Actually, he has posted, but just on a different account. Yeah, he posted.
It's because of his speedruns. Many people think he fakes them.
Oh, like, what do you mean by fake? What does he do to fake them?
Like, for example, there was a scene once where like Sapnap knocked off like a. Of a tower of blocks. There was like a crafting table in like mid there. He really quickly crafted a bolt and many people thought he installed the mod where the game speed is slowed down by 0.5 seconds. And people are shocked that you managed to craft it in such a quick time. So they tried it and didn't work, and they think it's fake.
Sus. What is your opinion on Dream's music?
I like the music overall, but the animation on Mask. it looked worse than Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I got suggested to watch the animated version, because I've never heard the song. Actually, I have heard the song, that's the point of the mask is. I've heard that on TikTok, but I never knew it was actually a song by Dream. I literally never knew. So then until I heard the song, I was like, oh, I've heard this part before. And I was looking at the animation, I was like, excuse me, what? I'm so disappointed in all types of disappointments. DISAPOINT. Eating. Stay in school, kids. Anyways, what do you love about Minecraft?
Like, in Minecraft, you can do whatever you want. It's an infinite world, an infinite map, and you can go anywhere. Unlike games, some Roblox games and like Fortnite as well.
Okay. Now, this part wasn't meant to be here, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Do you play Roblox?
Sometimes.
What's your favorite Roblox game?
It's called War Sleuth, and it's made by Emperor Francais, or Emperor French, and there's like three battles.
What game on Roblox have you made the most memories in?
Probably Roblox High School when that was popular.
Yeah, same. I love that game. What's your favorite tycoon?
Tycoon.
Yes.
Probably a. Again, this also brings back memories. Pizza. Pizza Tycoon.
What game on Roblox do you hate the most?
I don't like it.
I'm not really a Dumpy fan either. I've only played it like a few times and I just don't like it. It's too overrated in my opinion. What year did you start Roblox?
What year?
Yeah.
Like I was first introduced to it in 2017. And I watched a lot of videos about it. But I started playing in like 2020 because my cousin played it in Poland different games are popular. Like everything's back in time by like 3 years.
Oh, that's nice. So if a game that you really enjoyed like dried out, that like, you know, a lot of people don't play anymore, you head to Poland and everyone's playing it, so you can have more people to play with. That's nice. Who's your favorite Roblox YouTuber if you have one?
My favorite Roblox YouTuber. if you count this, because they did upload Lux than TDM.
Yeah, definitely.
Some people mean nothing to me because I still watch him, but I don't care.
My favorite, he doesn't really post Roblox videos anymore. He's moved on. The guy who loves cats, his name is Dennis Daly. I loved Dennis. I'd always come back always watching Dennis, but he, as of this year, he retired from Roblox videos. I think he probably still plays Roblox, just retires from Roblox videos. What's your favorite thing about Minecraft? I mean, Roblox.
Like, there's so many different games to play from, like, different genres. Some of them may be stupid. Like for example, Fart Simulator.
Farts, nice. Roblox to me, you can make your own games. It has like a very wide community. There's, you know, of course, you know, you can make friends, but when you're making friends, make sure, like, it's not amazing having online friends. Especially if you've seen their face, then that's fine. Seen their face before, and that's fine. But like, you never know, it could be an old man or an old woman. You know, so let's not. What's your least favorite thing about Roblox?
It's gotta do with like probably like more Adopt Me. Like, no offense to like Adopt Me fan, but it's like everyone was like, wanna make a vid. And the innocent nine-year-old me was like, oh, if my parents know about this, I'm gonna be dead. So obviously I said no, and also it's not and the game's not really my type.
The game has I started in 2016. I made my first ever account in 2016, and I still have the account. I still have it on my phone, but I only play it not a lot. I don't really play it. I maybe play it maybe once every 2 months because someone told me to or something. Not because I want to, because someone told me to. But usually, like, I really love the game from 2016 to about maybe 2019. But yeah, ever since, the game's kind of just all the way down. The community, you know, slowly becomes more toxic. It's just
that's
a good Roblox. It's not the Roblox it used to be in. We all know it, love. So sad. But what are your opinions on Murder Mystery 2?
Murder Mystery 2. Like, the first time I played Murder Mystery, I'm like, how do you play this game? I was like, how do you play this?
Yeah, the kind of thing on Roblox, I was like, how did I die? How am I? Oh, what? This makes no sense. It was all confusing to me.
Now I like it, because like, I know how to play it, but then, then I was like,
it's definitely one of my top five Roblox games now, definitely. What are your opinions on a Fortnite and Roblox collab?
I've stopped playing Fortnite for around like 7 months because season five, during the end of like season six got really boring and
season six is definitely not one of my favorite seasons. Definitely not. It got really boring, to be honest. And I re-arrived in season 7 to see what it was. Now seeing this aliens in the UFO, I'm like, what? Seeing this alien weapons UFO. And as the time of recording this, it is actually the last day of season 7. It's the 12th of September as of recording. And yeah, that's nice. Do you think Roblox has copied any other games, like in terms of like adding a new thing? Like, do you think Roblox has copied any games for an idea?
No. Like, everyone gets to create whatever they want on Roblox.
Yeah.
So it's not really them copying. It's the creator.
Yeah. And when I think this year or late 2020, I think it was late 2020, Fortnite added emotes. Well, not emotes, like, I think more dances, and like the fact that you could like nod, you know, like not through other games, like actually buy Robux and you can purchase them with the Robux. So I think everyone was comparing them to a bunch of different games, saying they copied and all that. Same with Fortnite and PUBG when Fortnite came out. And fun fact, you know what's season 8 in Fortnite? Fortnite made the season 8 battle pass free. Like, they said you could do challenges to get it for free. Do you want to know the reason why they made it like free through challenges?
Because a lot of people would know about it and they'd play.
Yeah, it was because of, at that time, Apex Legends was coming out. Since Apex was coming out, they wanted to attract more people to the game. They basically already started to compete against Apex. So it's like, no! More people will be my game! my lane, my game, I get the fame. Yeah.
And also in season 8, I think they added reboot villains.
Yeah. Or, actually, I think that was season... Actually, no. Was it season 5? I think it might have been... It was either season 5, 6, 7, or 8. I don't remember which one. Yeah, I think it might have been. What is your opinion on Meep City, if you've ever played it?
I did play it. Not that good.
What is your opinions on Roblox simulators?
Like, some of them are good. Like, for example, Aeroplane Simulator. Like, some of them are good, but some of them are really cringe.
Like, I remember Weightlifting Simulator. Everybody would be loving that game. Or Legends of Speed. I grinded that so much.
Or Lone Game.
Yeah. Like, what do you think of Arby's?
Arby's?
Yeah.
Like the toy?
No, Arby's. Like the Roblox. They're basically like Roblox obstacle courses games, like parkour.
Oh,
like escape the something 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 or something like that.
One of my friends plays Tower of Hell.
We're obsessed with the game.
I'm
not a fan.
She really likes it because of, parkour as well. But, at parkour, I'm terrible. So, I won't read it.
I remember, during a certain time in Roblox, everybody would go through this phase of these games. Clone Tycoon, Meep City, Tower of Hell. It's the most weirdest games. They would just be out there and playing it. Have you ever played Clone Tycoon?
No.
Have you ever played Superhero Tycoon?
Like, I don't play a lot of tycoons. I'm more about war games like Arsenal.
Well, what are your opinions on Arsenal? Speaking of Arsenal,
I played it a lot. It's a really good game.
What about Capture the Flag?
I don't play on I don't play Roblox as much, so I play it mostly on Hypixel. It's a good game.
This is a random question, but who's your favorite? Who's your favorite superhero?
Spider-Man.
Who's your favorite supervillain?
Joker.
Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
Your favorite Marvel movie?
Age of Ultron.
Favorite DC movie?
I've been watched. Probably. It's one of the Batman movies.
Favorite Age of. I think it's Age of Ultron? Characters?
One of my favorite. Probably. Ultron.
Favorite Spider-Man movie?
Homecoming.
I don't know if you know all of the different Spider-Man actors, but who's your favorite Spider-Man actor?
I know a couple.
I know Tom Holland's definitely one. And I forgot the other ones.
Like,
that was just the top one.
Yeah, top. Like many Spider-Man actors, I like Tom Holland. But in my opinion, what I like to call the OG actors.
Yeah. Fun fact, when Tom Holland was younger, he said in an interview, like when he was like about maybe our age, but a bit older, he said when he was older, he wanted to be Spider-Man. Or he wanted to become the next Spider-Man. And look at him now. Spider-Man. I think he also said something about Zendaya. He wanted to be in a movie with Zendaya, I think it was. And look at him now. He's with Zendaya. He's Spider-Man and he's with Zendaya. Dream contributed for Tommy Tom. So, you know, we're heading to the end of the podcast. So, at the end of each podcast, or at the middle, there is a quote. And usually I say the quotes. These are quotes I make by myself, just randomly. And it just reflects on your day. And, you know, I like to go into detail about the quotes, you know, depict the quotes, and, you know, get a strong meaning of the quotes. So, episode 3's quote is, my favorite thing to build on is myself. And that means, like, individually, like, Mr. Teletubby guy, you would love to build on yourself. Or anyone, you know, they'd like to build on themselves. And that's because, and by building on yourself, I mean developing your character. Becoming a better person to do better things. Upgrading. And no, I do not mean weapon upgrading. Like, just upgrade on yourself. Become the best you can be. You know, become successful. And if you just really have the thoughts to, like, I like success. Success is boring and it's hard. I do not like it. Or if you're like, I don't like doing this because it's sad and hard and yeah. But that's you. That's you being you. If that's the best, if you think that's the best you can be, then sure, go ahead. But, you know, upgrading on yourself is really important in life. So stay safe, you know, because the coronavirus and all, and just make sure you're aware of your surroundings. Make sure you know the people you surround yourself with, and make sure you know the people you look up with, you look up to. Because most people do get influenced nowadays.
Yeah, you should really be questioning your friends to see if they're actually real or you're going under the bad influence. I was like that last year. I was being put under bad influence, and I said, I don't want to be controlled by some stupid kids who think they can brainwash everyone.
Yeah. Because just really think.
And also have the IQ of a gerbil.
Firstly, that was a violation. So yeah, really just question your friends. Like, your friends, there's loads of loyalty tests. You can always, because a lot of friends wouldn't be there when you need them there the most. Loads of friends will be there out clubbing and partying when you need them the most. They'll be in the shadows and they'll literally leave you under the bus, or they'll leave you hanging there. And this sounds pretty random, but never, ever, ever, like, never be in a friendship of 3. Well, not to the boys. This usually happens for girls. Well, from what I've heard, never be in a friendship of 3. Of 3 girls. I don't mean brothers and sisters in between. Like 3 girls. Because usually what ends up happening is in the 3 friendship, there's the 2 main best friends and that one girl who just left there. Like, yeah, they're friends-ish, but she's more left out. So, like, just to save the pain, just... I don't say leave your friends. Don't do that. Unless you really need to, and it's better for you, and it's better for your family, and it's better for your health, and your environment you live in. Then, of course, leave them. Drop them. Walk away. Run away. Skip away. Crawl away. Teleport away. Anything to get away at this point. Like, you know, make sure you're safe. Like, anything you do. Yeah, just look for an extra friend. They're like, hey, come over here, Felicia. Or, Daniel, come, bro. Like, where you staying, bro? Like, head on over here. So, yeah.
I think the boys, it's just... We basically treat each other as family.
Yeah. Like...
And we wouldn't mind if I don't know, we want anything the same, because, you know.
Yeah. And usually with boys, they all play, like, the same games, like, they're all playing football. And the only reasons boys can ever have beef or an argument is either over football or, like, any sport or a girl. Those are literally the only things I can think of that, well, currently, that boys can actually argue about. Like, or maybe even a game.
Like in America, there's, like, less beef. I'd say that.
Yeah, because over here they're crazy.
Like I heard, one of my mates from another high school, like near the current high school I go to, apparently some kids from my school and some kids from his school had a scrap, you know, a fight.
Oh.
And at the local park.
Wow.
So for pretty much no reason. And also when those two schools play against each other, it gets really tense.
Well, I'll be finding about, you know, I'll be diving into what happened after. That was interesting.
It was the team that my first match will be against. That high school. It wouldn't help if my first football game would be against that.
I think I know which school it is. I think. So yeah. But leading back to the quote, we've got like a few minutes left of, like, 2 minutes left. Yeah. Remember, make sure you know who your friends are. And if you ever feel in an environment that you're not safe in, if you don't feel protected, if you don't feel well kept in your, in where you are, like, speak to someone who you trust. Because lots of people keep things in nowadays, and not gonna lie, you won't really... You can try do some things by yourselves, but sometimes you just won't get anywhere. So, you know, speak to people. You know. Because the people that you least expect, surprisingly, always have the best advice. Because it's not that they've been through it all, but they've seen a lot of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. If you did, then thanks. And before we end, Teletubby guy, what have you got to add? You want to say anything?
Well, if you enjoyed the video, dismantle the like button.
Dismantle the like button. Yes, break your screen, kids. Hashtag don't break it, but at least... Show the love. Show the appreciation.
And you know.
Like, do you want to say anything else before we leave?
Also, subscribe to Mirrorstar, my team.
On YouTube.
See ya. that's what I've got to say. That's pretty much it.
So yes, thank you guys for enjoying this podcast, and yeah, that's it for now. Peace, guys.